Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast. I'm Harold Herring, and I want to tell you, yesterday, January 1st, was an amazing day in so many ways. I started off feeling the presence of the Lord and started praying for people just after midnight and prayed through much of the night and got a few hours sleep, and then went over to Angelique's temple in Los Angeles and prayed a little bit. That's where Amy Simple McPherson created first mega church in America. She also was responsible for the first Christian radio station. And that church in 1992 was designated as a national historical landmark. But it's been an incredible day. And as I was praying, I read every single prayer request word for word. I prayed for answers in each of those prayer requests. And I prayed that everybody that 2018 would be a year of deliverance from any and everything that would keep us from fulfilling our divine destiny. But I'm going to write more about it, but so many things stirred in me as I read all these letters and ended up praying for people to be delivered in a number of ways. But for those of you who joined your faith with ours, I want you to know it was an incredible experience, and we look forward to receiving your testimony. Hallelujah. Now, on today's call, we're going to talk about and discuss how to have the irresistible charm of Jesus flow through you, giving you supernatural favor in every conversation and with every person you meet. Here are the seven keys to releasing the irresistible charm of Jesus in your life. And I can't think of anything better for us to talk about on the second day of the year, because you need the favor of God in everything your hands find to do. First, believe for daily miracle manifestation. There's no such thing as a surprise miracle. You believe for it, pray for it, sow for it, confess it, expect it. We serve a God of the miraculous. Psalm 86, verse 8 and 10. Psalm 86, verse 8 and 10, New Living Translation. Nowhere among the pagan gods is there a God like you, O Lord. There are no other miracles like yours. For you are great and perform great miracles. You alone are God. Hallelujah. We serve a God of miracles. And a miracle, by my definition, is the supernatural intervention of God in the problems of our lives. Now, I suggest that each of us keep a daily miracle journal where we detail the miracles of God in our life. Even though a miracle may be viewed as small, it's no less significant than a major miracle. Having a daily miracle journal that you can refer to on a regular basis, well, it'll raise your level of expectation as you wait and expect supernatural manifestation. Psalm 77:14, the Living Bible. You are the God of miracles and wonders. You demonstrate your awesome power. Second, keep your word. There are two things God wants from us, according to Psalm 50, verse 14, in the Contemporary English Version. It says, I am God Most High. The only sacrifice I want is for you to be thankful and to keep your word. And here's the fact. If we can't keep our word, we won't keep his word either. There was a time when a person's word was their bond. But sadly, that's not the case anymore. But the scripture is clear. A failure to keep our word is still a grievous offense to God. Numbers 32:23, New Living Translation. But if you fail to keep your word, then you will sin against the Lord. And you may be sure that your sin will find you out. I was taught as a child to always keep my word, as it was a reflection on who I was and whether or not people would believe me Well, believe, not only believe me, but believe they could depend on me and the things I said. It's also clear to me that God wants anyone associated with you, employee, employer, or otherwise, to keep their word as well. Even if they do not, you may not know it, but they will be held accountable by God. Numbers 30, verse 2. Numbers 30, verse 2, contemporary English version. When one of you men makes a promise to the Lord, you must keep your word. Ecclesiastes 5:5, New Living Translation. It is better to say nothing than make a promise and not keep it. Third, be known as a person of personal integrity. C.S. Lewis, the renowned theologian, said, integrity is doing the right thing even when no one is watching. Well, so true. One of the most highly valued character qualities is that of integrity. Job 31:6, let me be weighed and even balanced, that God may know mine integrity. Our integrity is something we can't help. It'll be brought to light, whether we like it or not, whether we lie about it or not. But here's some good news. We'll never find a person of integrity living without hope. Job 4:6, the New Living Translation. Doesn't your reverence for God give you confidence? Doesn't your life of integrity give you hope? Think about that. Fourth, be recognized as a person with a good reputation. John Wooden, the great basketball coach, long time, won, I think, 9 NCAA titles in a row, a strong Christian, he once said, be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. Psalm 89, verses 16 through 18. Psalm 89, verses 16 through 18 in the Living Bible. They rejoice all day long in your wonderful reputation and in your perfect righteousness. You are the strength. What glory! Our power is based on your favor. A person with a good reputation is most often a person of character who will enjoy supernatural favor. Fifth, do for others what you want God to do for you. Ephesians 6:8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Those of you who join us on the call each day know that Ephesians 6:8 is one of my favorite scriptures. In most every meeting I hold, I'm always sowing money and products to the lives of those who attend. Life-changing product to everybody. And money is directed by the Holy Spirit. Inevitably, people talk about how blessed the people are who receive the gift of the money or the product that I've sold. When the reality is, I'm the most blessed person in the room because I understand the power of Ephesians 6:8. The Message Bible translation says, God, good work will get you good pay from the Master. What I sowed into the lives of the saints, God will do for me. Whatever good thing you and I do, we'll receive the same from the Lord. Not man, but the Lord. Hallelujah. Favor will always be manifested in our lives as a result of what we do for others. Can somebody say hallelujah? Six, practice the golden rule. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. The golden rule is one of the first things I remember being taught in grammar school. Matthew 7:12, Classic Amplified says it this way. So then, whatever you desire that others would do to and for you, even so do also to and for them. For this sums up the law of the prophets. The Message Bible translation of Matthew 7:12 says it this way. Here's a simple rule of thumb guide for behavior. Ask yourself, what do you want people to do for you? Then grab the initiative and do it for them. Add up God's law and and profits, and this is what you get. What does initiative mean to you? The Random House Word Dictionary defines initiative as an introductory act or step, leading action, readiness, and ability in initiating action. Hallelujah. Some years ago, more than I'd like to count, I saw a cross stitch in a man's office, and it said, initiative is doing the right thing without being told to do it. So true. The best initiative we can demonstrate is not from the minds of men, but rather the kind inspired by the Word of God. Seventh, be ever ready for the irresistible charm of Jesus to flow through you. Be ever ready for the irresistible charm of Jesus to flow through you. The best way for supernatural power to flow through you is when your head, heart, and mouth are filled with His Word, as you wait filled with expectation. As you pray for favor, I think it's also important for you to pray for wisdom. Luke 2:52 makes it clear that there's a proportionate increase in favor as you increase in wisdom. Here's what the verse says. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Even in the midst of difficult circumstances, the supernatural favor of God will flow through you. Your increased wisdom leads to increased favor. Genesis 39:21 says, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. No matter what circumstances you're facing as you're moving into 2018, actually, you've moved into it. We're here. No matter what circumstances you're facing, God can move you from the prison to the palace as His irresistible charm flows through you to change hearts and attitudes about and towards you. God will even give you favor with people who tortured you, laughed at you, and perhaps enslaved you. Exodus 12:36, classic Amplified. The Lord gave the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so they gave them what they asked for, and they stripped the Egyptians of those things. Another translation says, they plundered their wealth. So here's my prayer for you on the second day of 2018. My prayer is for the irresistible charm of Jesus to flow through you in every conversation with every person you meet. Many of these people, frankly, they probably won't even know why they're giving you such favor. But we will. We'll know. Hallelujah. The favor of God. For this to be your year of deliverance, you need to move in God's favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Go to HaroldHearing.com. Check out this week's 2-minute video. Up at the top where it says sow a seed, just ask God what seed He'd have you put in the ground. Do what He says. That's all we'll ever ask. And until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you, happy trails, and keep thinking rich thoughts.